This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. We are at the top of the hour, and we are here in studio with Shannon of Better Than Average. Better Than Average.
Better Than Average.
Better Than Average what, Shannon?
Better Than Average, jams, jellies, sauces. We make it all ourselves. We also have cornbread mix, spices. We have a whole bunch of fun stuff.
Okay, this is like my favorite part of doing, you know, a radio show, because I just love, you know, talking with all of the, self-employed, you know, business people. And my favorite part is hearing your story and what, okay. Like, okay, Better Than Average, because you're young. You are young.
Okay, thank you.
You are young.
You are I'm young. Almost 40, but I will take
Are you
it.
Really?
I am.
I would never have thought that. I really thought that, wow. Okay, no, I thought you were a lot younger.
Wait. That is young.
No, yeah. It is. But I thought she was like 22 or 23.
Oh my gosh, wow. I have a 12-year and a 10-year-old. Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a compliment.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what is your story? Like, how many years does this go back when it was a twinkle in your eye and to fruition? Give me your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So my oldest son is 12 and my two sons are only 19 months apart. So I had two very little ones. I was an architect at Hannaford and my schedule was extremely busy, and my husband's an engineer. So we weren't raising our children. We had somebody else raising them. And I said, you know what? I'm done. I made this choice. I'm going to stay at home with the kids. I quit my job, which was ridiculous. And I used to make jelly and pickles and a whole bunch of fun stuff with my grandparents way back in the day. So I was like, you know what? We have all these great farms up in Maine. I'm going to go and we're going to pick berries and apples and we're going to make stuff with them. And my kids loved it. And we had all these farms asking us, you know, what are you doing with all of this product? And I said, oh, we're making jelly, we're making barbecue stuff, we're making fun stuff, and we just give it away, you know, to people. And they're like, well, could we sell it and try to sell it? I said, sure. I'm assuming. I didn't know anything back then. I was like, sure, why not?
Now, how long ago was this?
This was 10 years ago.
So before your child was born.
Nope. This was right after my second was born.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Right after my second was born.
You quit your job with not having the intention of doing this.
I just quit and, you know, stay at home. That's tough. I don't know about anybody else, but I was like, I don't think I can do this. So we just started doing stuff, you know. It was great because we could go to all the local farms. We could pick all of our own blueberries and raspberries and apples and everything. And, that's really how it started. And then we had bigger farms and people asking us for all of our stuff. It was so good. We did craft shows, you know, at local schools and churches. And really, that's how it started. It's nothing crazy. We sold out at every show. We specialize in pepper jelly, which is kind of fun. My family loves really hot and spicy stuff. So that's how we started. So we made a raspberry jalapeno jam, and we made a Maine blueberry pepper jelly.
Yes.
And
I'm pointing at Carol. That's her all the way. Oh my spicy, gosh. Spicy.
Oh my God. It's so good. You put it over cream cheese. You can make a salad dressing with it. So much fun. So then we got into habanero jelly, which was even hotter, and it just kind of took off from there. And to date, I think we have 385 stores that we supply to. We have
How far away?
All the way to Alaska. Yeah, Alaska, we have a store, Minnesota, Alabama. But most of our stores run from Lubeck, Maine, down to the Cape. That's kind of our...
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Your hub.
That's our hub. Yeah.
That is amazing. So...
Yeah.
So when did you finally say, you know, after all these farms are asking you, you know, can we sell it, you know, and you started doing it and doing craft fairs and stuff like that, mm-hmm. when did you finally say, oh my gosh, you know, I do have something here and I'm going to take the next step. So how long ago was that?
Yep. So that was about 8 years ago. So we were making everything in our kitchen at home, and it got to the point where our kitchen was no longer a kitchen. I could not make anything for the family in that kitchen. It was literally like a processing facility. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, we need to get this licensed by the state. I looked up everything. I had no idea what I was doing back then. So the state came in, we got it fully licensed, and then we ran out of that kitchen for 2 years out of my home kitchen without being able to make anything. I couldn't even make a pizza in there. I mean, it was literally like, it was crazy big. And then I said, you know, my husband was like, time out. We're done. Like, this is not going to happen in our house. You need to find someplace else.
Get out.
Yeah. So we were in a really small town in Maine called Mechanic Falls, and there was a local business owner who owned a bunch of property in that town. And I wanted to stay really close because I had the kids still during the day, so I could bring them with me if I needed to. And he built me a kitchen in just an office space in one of his buildings. And it worked fantastic for another 2 to 3 years. We used that, and then it just got bigger. So we moved into a bigger building in the same town, built a new kitchen, and then it got bigger.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah. So then my husband moved down here for a job, and I built a brand new facility down here in Barrington, New Hampshire. So now we're a New Hampshire made company. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Very
That's
fun.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. It's been fun. It's been a little stressful, actually. I was not expecting the turnout that we've had. 3 years ago, we started the Moxie Jelly, which has been a wow.
What gave you that idea?
Okay. That was a joke. I'm not even kidding. It was a joke.
People love Moxie.
People are fascinated.
Yes,
with
certain
this product.
Ones.
We send it all over the world. No joke. We're the best-selling jelly in Afghanistan and Iraq because of the troops. Because
really?
We can send it to APOs, right? Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, we send it all over the world to APOs. Huge in Alaska, Seattle, Florida. Florida is like a huge hub for us down there because obviously all the Easterners kind of go and retire down there. It's crazy.
So how does that work with like licensing by a company like that?
Yes.
You must have been some paperwork to do there.
Oh yeah. It's still constant. But so Moxie is owned by Coca-Cola Northeast right here in Londonderry, New Hampshire. So we actually have a contract with Coke to be able to do the Moxie jelly and the Moxie barbecue sauce. So we have both.
Awesome.
Which is awesome. Yeah.
Now, on your website, you have some ideas. Like, because if I say I don't eat, you know, a spicy jelly or whatever, I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to put that on toast. But you mentioned there's other things to do. Like, tell us some of the things that you have, like, different ideas and where people can go.
Yeah. So I grew up in a hunting family. All of us hunted. My dad was a game warden for the federal government. So we always had stuff in our freezer. We didn't even know what it was. So we actually created a lot of these to cook with them. So chickens, steaks, stews, chilies, you know, venison chili is a really great one. If you guys have, you know, tons of meat in your freezer that you don't know what to do with since hunting season just ended, you know, moose burgers, you put it, the Moxie burger is like a huge thing. Moxie meatballs. Unbelievable. You get a bag of frozen meatballs. You put in a jar of the Moxie jelly and a jar of the Moxie barbecue sauce and just let it cook.
Oh, I can do that. That's easy.
It's so, so easy. Yes. It's really that easy. Or you could do, you know, like the little hot dogs or really so super fun. Yeah. So we make them to cook with them. So, you know, the hot spicy pepper jellies, people put it on cream cheese for the holidays, put some Ritz or some, you know, crackers out and just let it go. But you can also, like I was saying, the raspberry jalapeno, my dad makes an amazing salad dressing that you put just some wine vinegar, olive oil, tablespoons of that, and you're done.
So can people go to your website and get these recipes?
Yeah, we do have some recipes on our website. The what I like to do is I like to use the social media because I like to see what other people are doing with them.
Oh, you get a lot more ideas that way.
So I want people to go on our Facebook page or our Twitter page and just post like how they're using it. Like, what are you doing with our products? And then what I'll do is I'll post those onto our website. But I do have a recipes section.
So you can, for those of you that are just tuning in and you're listening and you want to get a hold of these amazing jellies, it's betterthanaverageLLC.com is the website. But again, you can go to all the social media. I'm sure if you punch in Better Than Average,
it comes right up. Yeah, or Moxie, Google Moxie Jelly, and it pops right up.
So cool.
Yeah, so we do have a promo code going on right now for Christmas. 20% off. All you have to do is type in XMAS16 on the promo
code. It's right on your website.
Right on the website. Just go on there. You get 20% off your entire order.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really good. So I also heard, I'm not sure if I was reading this or someone told me, you were showcased on Food Network.
Yeah, we've been in a few cool things.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we were on the Bobby Flay show, which was kind of neat. Yeah, they took our products and actually used them on the Bobby Flay show.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it was fun. It really was. It was a lot of fun. We went to the Emmy Awards a few years ago. We went up to,
Was this in one of the bags?
They were.
That's
wow.
They were, yeah, and it was.
That is a big deal.
It was the Documentary Emmy Awards, so it was in New York. So I actually got to go to the awards, pass out the bags to all the cool stars. Yeah, it was
wow.
Definitely something I'll
now,
never
how
forget.
How many jars of jelly did you need for that?
500.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No.
I thought you
it was
5,000.
But
I'm like, holy crap.
No, I think it was five. It was like 500 or 600, which wasn't too bad. But those are for, the celebrities. Not everybody gets one of those bags. Yeah, those are for like the important people.
Cool.
Yeah, quote unquote. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, we've done a lot of really fun things. We actually just got invited to the Golden Globes, too. I don't think I'm going to go, though. I'm so busy. But, yeah, we do. We get invited to a lot of places. Yeah, it's fun.
That's neat. So how do they say, we want you to be in our swag bags? Like,
to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure how they do have people kind of everywhere that say, oh, my God, this is an awesome product. Mm-hmm. You need to look for us, and then they get a hold of you and they want samples, and like Bobby Flay, they wanted samples of our product, and then they got back to us and said, yeah, definitely we'll use it. Wow. Yeah, we've given baskets to like Good Morning America. Robin Roberts loves that. We just have a lot of really cool celebrities.
That's so neat.
Yeah, that love our product. It's fun.
So okay, now you said that you are a one man show.
Right,
now
yes.
do you send this out though to get like jarred and stuff?
No, I do it all myself. Yeah, we do it all ourselves. Wow. I say myself. Right now I'm by myself, but I did have four people working for me this summer. I do have a distributor who goes and delivers a lot of our products, so I'm not delivering everything myself. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad were a huge help. They just moved to Alabama, unfortunately, but they were, my mom helped me cook, which was humongous. So they're coming up for a month for Christmas. So I'm putting her to work when she gets home. So I have help. I have lots of friends that if I say, oh my gosh, I need somebody to come help me label, they'll come.
So you literally label these, jar them up, everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we don't have like a facility that makes it for us and then we distribute. No. This is made. You can watch us. You can literally walk into our shop and watch us make it.
Wow. That's really neat.
How often do you make it on a weekly basis?
Every day.
Wow.
Right now?
Right now.
Christmas. Every day. January through March, it gets slower. So I get my snowmobile time if I need to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right now it's every single day I'm cooking. Yeah. Especially right now, the Moxie jelly is Moxie barbecue sauce. And we have a Christmas jam that is sold out every day. So we're making it constantly. Yeah.
So can people walk like right into your shop and buy it?
No. We're a manufacturing facility in Barrington. So I did have the very first open house a couple weeks ago before I left on vacation, and people were allowed to come in and buy stuff, but that's very uncommon. The easiest way to get a hold of it is just to go on the website, look at our stores. Mm-hmm. We're big ones, Kittery Trading Post. We just got the contract for the Irving stations, which is very fun. That's a huge one. It's like a couple hundred stores. They're going to take the 4-ounce jars at the Irving for a snack size. Yep. We're working with Market Basket right now. So we're hoping that we'll be in Market Basket by the beginning of the year as well, because they're really interested. So those are the kind of the big stores, and then all the little ones, you know, Califf's Country Store in Barrington, if you guys are familiar, or we're going to be at the New Hampshire Made Show in March. So you can stop by and buy it there.
But like if they still want it like for Christmas, they can just go online to betterthanaverageLLC.com and they can order, use that promo code and you will ship it out to them for
Christmas. Yep, they'll still get it, or just go to the list of locations.
Or go to one of the list of locations, because I did, the website's very friendly. That's a deal, big deal for me. I'm always looking up, you know, different businesses, so I always like to give a shout out to that. It was very friendly, and you can look right up where you can walk into a store and buy Better Than Average jellies. So
yeah, wow, super fun.
My aunt is a Moxie. my Pepe was, and then he passed it down to her, and I am not so much of a. Didn't you do Moxie with milk or something?
Yeah, that was
Isn't
a big
that how
thing.
They did it?
Well,
yeah.
The Moxie was a. It was. It was like an elixir. It
helped
like
medicinal,
everything
right.
before it was carbonated, right? So it was a medicine, I guess.
Okay.
And then that was the first ever carbonated beverage before Coke or Pepsi. Very first ever carbonated beverage created in the state of Maine. Yep, back in 1884. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very old. Like, people know it. And it's fanatical. Like, people are
people
crazy
are
about
into it.
It.
The ones who are into it are into it.
Yeah,
have you ever tasted it?
Yeah, recently. Just this past summer, I think, for the first time.
And the jelly is sweeter. It doesn't have the aftertaste that the soda does, so people like the jelly a lot more, and you can cook with it. You put it on burgers and, like I said, meatballs and stuff like that. The barbecue sauce is you can, oh my God, you can do everything with. It could be a salad dressing. You could put it in the crock pot. You can marinate steak with it, or, I mean, literally, you can steak tips. It's amazing with steak tips. So, yeah, it's very, very fun. We also carry the Moxie mustard. We don't make the mustard, but Ray's Mustard up in Eastport, Maine, makes the official Moxie mustard up at their mustard mill. And we carry
mustard
that as well.
Mill.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, yeah. They're very fun people. That's a family thing that's 100 years old. But yeah, they got the contract for the Moxie mustard. So we put a 3-pack together, which is very nice. So if anybody wants that, just send me an email or give me a call and we can do that for you guys.
Yeah. So before we let you go, what else do you want people to know about Better Than Average?
I think
where to find you, and let's go over all that stuff.
Yeah, so I think the number one thing that I want people to take from our company is that it's very, very local. We get all of our products from local farms. We're going to stick to that. It's all fresh. We hand pour every single jar. Like, we don't make it in a vat. It's not like poured from a machine. We literally hand pour every single jar. It's so awesome. And people, I mean, I have people still coming up to me today going, there's no way you make that much. Yeah, we do. We really do. I promise. Yeah, we really do make that much. And you're really helping a local company. You know, it's very local. I hire local people. You know, it keeps my friends and family, you know, going and in business. So, and it helps the local farms. It's a huge, huge thing.
Which is a big,
it's a big, big deal.
Well, I can't wait for your mom to come, because you need help.
I do need help. Yeah. So if anybody's looking for a job, if anybody knows how to make jelly.
Right. Sounds like a fun one. Know. And you seem like a fun person to work with.
I don't know. I mean, I think I am. I'm a little hardcore, but...
Well,
it can be
fun.
Need
to be when you have your own business.
It's true.
You know?
And it's,
I mean, there's
food.
That line.
You know, there is.
There's the line of, you know, it's okay to have fun, but then, you know, they also need to respect when it's time to work, and they got to get their crap done.
Exactly. That's right. See,
says,
you
says
know.
The multi-diner owner.
Right, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for the gifts. I can't wait to try these.
This is, I feel bad taking them because
I know.
Stop it. I'm serious.
How many hours is in that package?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, it's been a pleasure hearing your story and hearing more about Better Than Average. I will be at the Made in New Hampshire show, so I will stop by and say hi. I love that. I love that show.
Oh, so I love that show, too.
Yeah, it's always very fun. So I can't wait to take this home. My husband is going to dig right into this habanero one.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to do some marinating with that.
Pineapple habanero. Yep. Yep.
Oh, my
gosh.
Do
chicken nachos. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
You're like drooling now.
I know. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You are listening to Food for Thought. We are going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, which I hear right now is like a snowstorm, and it's very windy. Our guests that are coming into the green room are all, like, all winded, and
it's blustering.
Mean, like, winded, like, breathing winded, but just, it's, yeah, it sounds like it's very
like blown
blustery.
Over winded.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that. Ooh. But anyway.
You wish you were in Aruba now?
Yeah, no kidding. I think I might go online
might
after
rethink.
This and go check. All right, I would like to welcome on our next guest. And, you know, we've been talking about this business for a little while, you know, seeing to get her on. You're very busy and all that. But so we're so happy to welcome you on. We're talking with Beth from Talk It Up Teas.
Hello.
Welcome to Food for Thought.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, like I just asked Shannon, I love having, you know, small businesses in and, you know, businesses that, you know, you start up on your own. And I love hearing the story. So I want to hear Talk It Up Tea's story.
Our Talk It Up Tea story is just my business partner, Lori, and I. We were neighbors, or we are neighbors. We were stay-at-home moms for over 10 years. She has a degree in design. I have a degree in sales and marketing. We both took time off from our careers to raise our children, and now they're all in college. So, So 6 years ago, we decided to try something for ourselves, and I had this little idea bouncing around in my head, and she drew it out, and here we are. Talk It Up Teas.
And really you guys cool. still like each other?
We really do.
That's a great question.
We really do. We actually get along very well.
Well, that's important.
Yeah. Different. Yeah. We're different, but we get through most things pretty unscathed.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where did you come up with this? Like, what was your idea then?
It
Has it changed at all since then?
Not much. It was kind of a wear your passion type idea that I had. So we have different themes. We have cats and dogs. We have something for the beer drinkers, the wine drinkers, people who read books. And now our 603 line in the last few years has really taken off. We have almost a whole line of just our 603 New Hampshire apparel. So it's just kind of a wear your passion, get yourself out there, show people what you love, wear what you love.
Okay, so what, so you said this was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So from your idea in your head, when you shared it with your girlfriend, how long did it take for you to start? Like from there to there?
From
like,
there to
were
there.
Were you still doing it out of your home?
Oh, yeah. We're still doing it out of our home. We don't have our own store. We have an online store, and we're in a lot of stores in New Hampshire, but we do not have our own brick and mortar place. We operate mostly out of my basement. But it took us a good year to get going. And then from there, we've just grown every single year slowly. It is more of a part-time adventure for both of us. We both have other commitments. But this year we have made a lot of progress, forward progress, being in a lot of stores and a lot more online presence and things like that.
Okay. So for people that are listening and wondering, you know, Talk It Up Tea, you said you have like a 603 line.
Yeah.
Just maybe, explain a little bit more like what they can find when they go onto your online store.
Our online store, you know, you can look up sweatshirts, t-shirts, things like that. It really is kind of, I don't think people go there necessarily looking. I think more people know about it and go there to buy. But if you're Googling, you know, just say you have a dog lover or a cat lover in your life and you want a unique gift, we definitely have something that no one else really has. And they're eye-catching and people love the messages. They love the sayings on the back because they tend to be very humorous. And really descriptive of the different themes.
So give me an
example. I
was
just going to say, give some examples.
Well,
what do you
like
have here? Right here,
this is our cat shirt. And it's actually probably our best seller because
my sister-in-law is a cat lover.
See, everybody knows somebody that loves a cat.
True.
It's true. So we always have it on a mannequin because on the front it says, talk to the tail. You see that graphic right there?
Oh, my gosh, I love
that. Yeah, so talk to the tail, which always is a big attention getter. And then if you look at the back, like the top line on the back of this shirt says cats can sense stupid, which is true, and this shirt, if you read through it, you know, My Kitty Rocks, If You Don't Talk to Your Cat About Catnip, Who Will? You know, Easily Distracted by Loose Threads. It just goes on and on to make a statement about loving and adoring the cats in your life.
Dogs have masters.
Cats have staff. But we didn't forget the dog lover.
Okay.
Because that's important.
Well, I see my t-shirt.
The Well Read.
Yeah,
that was one of the first ones. That was one of the first ones.
It says Well Read, R-E-D.
I saw that online.
Yes.
And I'm a red wine drinker.
And that was one of the easiest shirts to make because both Lori and I like our wine too.
Who doesn't?
I know.
You know, you need a wine.
That's how a lot of our business meetings go. Which is fine. So this one, like the dog one, is loyal. It's a total different spinoff of the sassy cat, whereas, you know, the dog is more a companion.
Never underestimate the warmth of a wet nose.
Right. You know,
my little one's up in my office over
right.
there.
Right. See, you need a loyal shirt. So, yeah, so that's how
that.
They, yeah. So we just come up with catchy little phrases and, you know, like the New Hampshire shirt was really easy because we live here.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
talk about the 603
yeah,
line
the 603.
A little bit. What is the big draw you think with that with people?
The 603, just people are very committed to the state of New Hampshire. They love their 603. So it's very easy. We have a lot of designs. We have stuff that, like this one is a tailgate hoodie. Mm. It actually has a koozie in the front.
No way.
Yep. So you can put your beverage
in your hoodie sweat pocket.
Yep, you know, because we are hands-free, 603, hands-free.
Basically, we could put our wine in there,
you
too.
You could put your wine.
Right?
Yeah, it comes with an opener. This is our
awesome.
This is our one-sided, and we actually did go with 603 Live Free. Sometimes it's not always met with, you know, people like, where's the or die? But
no,
we're pretty
like
optimistic
yeah.
people. So anyway, so this is our one-sided garment. And then something like I'm wearing has a graphic on the front and then all about the state of New Hampshire on the back. And now we have sweatshirts and T-shirts and tote bags and blankets.
So do you do all your own screen
printing? Nope. We have a screen printer in Nashua, Mint Printworks. We buy all our blanks. We do go for quality. We like our quality shirts, things that I got to hold
important.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. So things do last a long time, unless you paint in them. Don't paint in them. I ruined my sweatshirt doing that.
Does Adam Sandler have one of these?
No, but I really want to get him one. And Mike O'Malley, my kids went to Bishop Gurton High School, and Mike O'Malley is an alumni there, and I really want to get him a shirt.
Adam was just in town last week. Well,
I know.
Too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, we missed him. He was at Mel's in Litchfield over the summer.
Yes.
Yep, and we missed him there, too. So I would love to get those off to some people who love their 603 and are
cool.
otherwise elsewhere. And that's a big thing. Like a lot of the military families, especially this time of year, buy a lot of gifts for their loved ones that aren't in New Hampshire anymore.
Now you said you had other products too. And one of the things you just brought us are these cute little mason jars.
Right.
It says 603 Live Free.
Yep.
Those are really cute.
Yeah. We have those. We have, just a regular, it looks like a speckled coffee mug, so it's almost like a camping look.
Yeah. We have one of those.
It has that kind of look to it. And then we do have an insulated wall big mug, acrylic mug. So that's kind of, we have hats, we have pom-pom hats. The Tom Brady hat looks really nice. And we have our new, brand new trucker hats, not even on our website yet because we're almost out of them. Big patch on the front. 603 patch and our trucker hat. It really came out nice.
The Londonderry Red Arrow is all full of truckers.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
cool.
They need the 603 trucker hat. It came out really nice.
Oh, neat.
Yep. Yep.
Very
so
neat.
We just, and we just always just try to stay fresh, try to have new things. It's hard.
And I see you have baby stuff.
We do.
On your website
that's our Born Free. 603
like
Born Free. They're rompers.
That's awesome.
You know what? I can just see that happening at night, Trace, sitting there drinking some wine and coming up with all this stuff.
Yeah,
might have to join them one night.
You should have a little session.
Yes.
We do get a lot of inspiration from people who come and talk to us, and it's always great conversation in our booth. We have a great time talking to people. People share their stories, where they're from.
It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you're saying. Yep.
We really feed off that.
Now you have a link on your website called Custom. Can someone custom order something?
Yep. Talk we just that. Did a huge custom order for Vanguard Dental, actually. They did giveaway tees, actually, and they we designed a shirt with information that they gave us, and they wanted it to be a Star Wars theme. So it's May the Floss Be With You. And on the back, so all the graphics are very, the font, the graphics are all very Star Wars looking, galaxy looking, and they have all their sayings that they picked out for the back
that
of the shirt.
Is awesome.
Yep. So we can customize. We've done family reunions. We've done all sorts of customized.
Yeah, I see like a golf tournament on here.
Yep. We've done golf tournaments. Yep.
Dance studio.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's really neat to be able to kind of make your own.
And anniversaries and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. So we just, Lori's our designer, and she just, you know, finds out from the customer what they want, what they're looking for, colors, and then we go from there. So, and we try to keep our image the way we look.
Right.
So that it's, you know, a recognized brand.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
That's the most important part for sure. Okay, so for those of you just tuning in, we are talking with Beth, one of the owners of Talk It Up Tees. We're going to go on a short break. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. You are listening to The Pulse. Stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. You can hear us right from your desk. Or you can also go onto the TuneIn app and download it and hear us on there. Just want to remind people that it is still not too late to donate to our Kids Tower of Toys, which is happening right here in the Beacon Building today from 5 to 8. It's an ending of it today, and we celebrate having a little soiree tonight from 5 to 8. You can come on in. It is free to anyone. We would just maybe ask you to bring an unwrapped gift for the kids, and they go to various places. They go to Families in Transition, Girls Inc., schools around town, goes to needy families, and we will be having some beer and wine tonight. And Midtown Cafe, our cafe is going to be, there's Alex, he's going to be serving food tonight as well. So, munchy food, not like a dinner thing, but just wanted to say that. Yeah. And we also even have a three-piece band tonight, too.
That'd
so they're
really
going to be
cool.
Playing right here by my nephew's grand piano. And I bet you Elliot will be here also to play his organ up there as well.
Oh, I've heard him play up there before. Yeah. That's how it fills the whole space. It's very cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. So it's still not too late for that. So come on by. Come in and stay warm inside. I hear it's very cold outside. So there we go. And let's continue talking with Beth from Talk It Up Tees. Can you just let people know, like, let's say someone's listening. It is close to Christmas right now.
It is.
So what can they do? I mean, but you must have stuff in stock that they can.
We do.
Like,
have
where
stuff.
Can they go to find you and all that stuff?
Actually, right now we're at InTown Manchester for the rest of the day. Yes.
Oh, nice.
It's our third week here.
At the Brady Sullivan building?
Yep,
they're
in the
doing
lobby.
A big holiday thing.
There's
right?
a big holiday market. So
oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's where I'm going tonight, actually. There's an author there that my son wants his book signed.
Cool.
So that's where I'm heading over.
Yep, so we're there until 5:30. This is the last day for that show. And, of course, our website, we do ship priority mail. So
there's still time.
There's
a little bit of time.
And we get things right out that day. But there is a little bit of time left. Not much. Might be pushing it.
And then
it,
there
but.
May be someone listening that, something's coming up, like maybe a family reunion or a birthday anniversary or something that they may want something customized that they can get in touch with you as well.
We don't do one-offs. We don't do one customization. We do need a small order to print. But it's definitely something that's a lot of fun. People have taken ski trips with their families and done anniversaries. Yeah. So ski trips. Yeah. Yep. That was a big one.
We do like girls trips to Maine. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. So it's always fun to talk about.
I did have a 31 bag. We had, it was an insulated bag that I had, monogrammed on it, and it was all our first initials, and it held all our jello shots.
There you go.
Do you cook at all?
I do cook. I cook every day.
Wow.
I do. I always have a meal at the end of the day.
That's nice. That's good.
Whoever's home to eat it, that's a different story. But yes. And my husband actually loves to cook as well.
Yeah. So does mine. So it works out well.
I married a man who did not know how to boil water. And now he makes the most amazing foods sometimes. So anyone can learn.
Anyone.
So I have a couple extra little tips.
I love your tips.
So, and these are all, a lot of times are related more around food. These are not. So I love this. I don't know why it never occurred to me to do this. You know, when you're, obviously you have the defroster, but you have foggy windshield, or maybe your defroster's not quite working like it's supposed to, and your window's fogging up and you can't see anything. It says, keep a chalkboard eraser in the glove box of your car. And when they fog up, rub it with your eraser. Works better than a cloth. Chalkboard eraser.
A chalkboard eraser.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting.
Isn't that different? Mm. Because a lot of times it's so bad that the defroster doesn't, it doesn't, like, you know, you're trying to use your hand because you can't see. It takes a little while if it's really, really cold out. So
a chalkboard eraser.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've used this one before. This is for the ladies out there. I don't know if men want to do this on their face, but have you ever used hair conditioner to shave your legs?
No.
Yeah, I've done this actually. It's a lot cheaper than shaving cream and leaves your legs really smooth. It's also a great way to use up the conditioner you bought but didn't like when you tried it in your hair. So you just, yeah, and I read it a long time ago, so, but it was in my list. And you just rub it on instead of like soap and or shaving cream, and it just is smooths it out enough to nice shave.
You know, you are right, because I just moved and I went through my bathroom cabinet and I threw away probably 3 bottles of conditioner and shampoo.
You can get it out. It's like, too late now, right? Yeah, you know? you could have used the
interesting
shave with.
Yep. Like that.
All right, and one more. This is a little bit late. I should have gone over this one earlier, but remember for next year, this really, really works. Fruit flies. You know, when they start coming in and they're miserable and you can't get rid of them and they're floating in your glass of wine and.
Don't you have to just get rid of the bananas to get rid of them?
No, sometimes they're just, it wasn't as bad this year, but like in years past, they're like infested. It's so bad. So if you take a small dish and fill it about 1/2 inch full with apple cider vinegar and 2 drops of dishwashing liquid and mix it up, they're drawn to it and then they get stuck in there and then they just die. It's gross. You have to get rid of it, you know, every few days, but totally works. They disappear. So there's my tips for the day.
I like that.
You want a banana tip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a banana tip.
Okay.
Foil on the end of your bananas. They stay, they don't ripen
They won't
as
get
quickly.
All brown.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like you wrap the whole end?
I haven't tried it yet, but someone was telling me about it, and I said, I have got to do that.
I write that one down.
Because they get too sweet sometimes.
Yeah, too quickly. And once they start to like turn, my kids won't even, they'll barely eat them anyway.
Well, that's when you make banana bread. You don't make banana bread?
Never.
Chocolate pudding?
I don't.
With bananas?
Yeah. And really? Cocoa powder?
I think you're a banana person.
I do like bananas. But if you smash a very ripe banana with cocoa powder, it's chocolate pudding. That easy.
That's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Now, what I do with them is instead of banana bread, I will slice them up and freeze them for smoothies. That's generally what I do. That's why I don't do banana bread, because that's not quite as healthy. Not that I don't love banana bread, because I do. But that's way more work, too. I would have to do it, like, right away. Bananas, throw them in the freezer, I can deal with that whenever.
Exactly. So. It's true. That is true. So, as we know, Christmas, of course, is coming up. So what do you guys do with your families? Like, any kind of traditions or... You know, what do you do? Like, do you do something different Christmas Eve than you do Christmas Day, or what?
Well, we do the typical. I mean, I know a lot of people probably do this, but the kids always get to open one present
Christmas Eve.
And it's always PJs. They know it's always PJs. So now they're so like, you know, over it that they're kind of like, well, can we open up another present too? So it's like a real present. Like, no, you get to open your PJs and that's it. So then they can like go to sleep in their cozy PJs and then wake up in the morning. And so that's just the one that we do. And of course, we always do, like, even though the kids are older, they like to do the cookies and milk for Santa. I think they just like to eat them.
So they do still do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. How old are your kids? You said they're all in college. So.
Yeah, 18 and 20.
Okay.
I know.
Any special traditions that you do?
You know, actually, one I was thinking, and it's kind of gross.
Gross Christmas.
It's very French. It's very, my father was very French. And I was thinking about it this morning because I thought, should I just do it to do it, which is the blood sausage. Have you ever had the blood
sausage? No. Honestly, I never have.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's blood in a casing, basically. And yeah, it's very, very
like
French.
For real.
Is it like coagulated
yep.
or something?
Yep. And it's seasoned. And we used to have it growing up. We used to have it every morning with our scrambled eggs. It was very French.
I thought it was maybe just like a name for it. That's really what it is.
Or blood pudding is the,
I have heard of that.
Yep. So but I was thinking about this morning because it's so hard to find it now.
I was just going to say, where
you
do you
can't
get it?
Really, Market Basket is one of the few places. And my brother, who lives in Chicago, orders it online. It's the only place he can get it. And he's still doing that one tradition. I know.
Wow. And that is a unique one.
Isn't that unique? And we all loved it.
Start a new tradition, blood sausage.
But I don't know if you can find it. But that's my funky food tradition.
All right, everybody. We are at the end of the show. Beth, I want to thank you so much for coming on and learning about your company. I love the story. Kale and Company is up next, and Food for Thought will not be back until January. So we will see you on January 5th.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy New Year.